Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Nachman Shor. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas Maris Hanel Abbas Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon Ben Reb David.
The Gemara on Daf Pei Yamid Aleph in the middle of the Yamid brings a memra of Reb Elazar that someone, Bizman HaZeh, who eats chelev, has to write down the precise amount he ate. Because B'mheireh, B'bana Beis HaMikdash, he's going to have to bring a carbon, and he should write down the maskana of the Gemara is, he should have written down the exact amount he ate, because perhaps when the Beis Din gets together at the time that the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, they will increase the shear of what a kezias is, and therefore the amount he ate might not be a kezias based on the new shear that the Rabbanan make at that time, and therefore he won't have to bring a carbon. The Brisker Rav in his Kuntris on Masechtas Yuma is matmiya at this memra. He says that the shiurim are halachal Moshe Misinai, and as the Rambam brings down in Perek Aleph halacha gimel of Helchas Mamrim, that a divrei Kabbalah ain behem achleikus liyaylam. And whenever we have a Kabbalah, it's not shayich achleikus what it is or what it is not. Whatever the Kabbalah is, we don't have a machlekes on Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And therefore, since the Shiurim are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, what is it shayich that the new Beis Din will decide that the shear is a different shear? And the Brisker Rav tells us that this is tali in a machlekes that the Gemara here brings on our Amid, further down the Amid. The Gemara brings a machlekes that the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan both hold that the shiurim shall einchen halach l'moshe misinai. And then the Gemara brings in the Braisa acherim oimrim Beis Din shall yaivitz tiknum, that the Beis Din of yaivitz was misakin them. The Gemara says, how could it be? Eila mitzvah sheinavi rasha l'chadash dava. Ela the Gemara comes out l'maskana, what the acherim hold is that shachachum v'chazru v'yastum. And Alpidigi Warren Tamura Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph, what the Acherim are saying is that this halach l'Moshe Misinai was from the halacha shenishtachu b'mei evlo shal Moshe, and that Asniel ben Kenaz with his pilpul brought it back and brought back these halachas b'pilpulo. So the Brisker Rav says there's therefore a big nafgamina whether we hold like the Tanakama, who says the Shiurim are a straight halacha l'Moshe Misinai, or we hold like the Acherim, that Asniel ben Kenaz was machzer et bilpapulo. The Brisker Rav says, if we hold like the Tanakama, so then it is a straight halacha l'Moshe Misinai, and that's what the Rambam refers to, that such halacha l'Moshe Misinai there can never be a machlaikis. It's a Kabbalah what the halacha l'Moshe Misinai is, and there's no room for machlaikis what it should be or what the shear should be. However, the Brisker Rav says, if we hold like the Acherim, that this is one of the Halach L'Moshe Misinais that was forgotten b'mei evlo shel Moshe, so how did Asniel ben Kenaz bring these halachas back? The Gemara says he brought it back al yidei pilpulo. So the Brisker Rav says, if he brought it up back al yidei pilpulo, meaning use the Yud Gimel Minas, and whatever ways we expound on the Torah based on the Yud Gimel Midas, so then it's shayach for another Beis Din to come and argue on it and with a different interpretation through the Yud Gimel Midas. And therefore, the Brisker Rav says, if you hold shachachum v'chazu v'yastum, then it's shayach to have a machlaikis, and then we can understand the din of Reb Elazar, that a oichel chelev b'zman hazeh, he has to write down how much he ate, because since the halacha of what a kezias was shachachum v'chazu v'yastum, therefore it's shayach that a future Beis Din will cheshben out that a kezias is a greater amount, and therefore he's potter from a carbon. And therefore, l'fidus Brisker Rav, we can understand the hemshech of our Gemara very easily. The Gemara brought down this din of Rabbi Elazar that a oichel chelev b'zman hazeh has to write it down, Then the Gemara said, why does he have to write it down? Maybe Bezdin will lower the shear, maybe they'll increase the shear. But Lamaskana, the Gemara comes out, because maybe Bezdin will increase the shear, and therefore what he ate, he won't be Mechayev. Then the Gemara seems to bring in something not completely not related to our sugya. The member of Rabbi Yochanan, the Shiurim Alach L'Moshe Misinai, and then a Braisa that the Shiurim Shalonshin is a Machlaikis, whether it's Alach L'Moshe Misinai or Shachim V'Chazu V'Yastum. Lafida Briska Rav, the Hemshech is very good. This Machlaikis was brought in by the Gemara to tell us that this din of Rabbi Laza is a din that's Tully in this Machlaikis of the Acherim and the Tanakama. It's only if we hold like the Tanakama that Shachachum v'chazru v'yastum, then it's Shaykh the din of Rabbi Laza that Oichel Chaleb is manazeh has to write down the shear. If we hold like the Tanakama that this halach l'mashin Shoshim Sinai was not one of those that was forgotten b'mei evlo shel Moshe, so therefore it's not Shaykh ha'machlaikis on it, as the Rambam says. And it's not Shaykh for a later Bezdin to change the shear. Therefore, it's very good taka the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Machalas Asuras Perik Yidal and Halacha Beis Taka Paskins like the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan that the Shiurim are a straight Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And therefore we also see that the Rambam never brings this din of Rabbi Leza of a Oichel Chelev V'Zman Hazeh Tzarech Sheyichtav Lo Shir. Since he holds that the Shiurim, the Rambam Paskins, was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that was not forgotten, therefore, he does not paskin like this Rebbe Laza. Rebbe Laza's din, that you have to write it down, is only based if you go like the Shita of the Acherim. Based on this Briska Rav, we also would have a very clear understanding of a Yerushalmi brought down in the first Perek of Shabbos. The Yerushalmi brings the din of Chamesh Chatos Mesos, the five Chatos that are Mesos, Niskabru Bole, Mesu Bole, all the five chatos there that are mesos. And then the Yerushalmi says, that din, if ratzu bezdin levatel mevatlin. And then the Yerushalmi says, amrab chiyah barada, hadah diat amma shalo yitchu lemisa v'yiplu l'ndava. A bezdin could come be mevatlet, that they don't go to misa and they go l'ndava. Avali kariv al gavi mizbeach, that a future Bezdin would not be able to bring Ein Chatas Misa Kreva. L'chayra on its face value, the Yerushalmi is a big t'miya. First of all, since the din of Chatas HaMesis Alach L'Moshe Misinai, what is it shaykh to say that Ratzu Bezdin Levato Mevatlin? And if for some reason Bezdin could be Mevatalit, what does Rav Chiya Barada mean when he says, well, they can't be Mevatalit, that you could bring it on the Mizbeach, but perhaps they could be mevatalit that yiplu in a dava. Based on this Briska Rav, the Yerushalmi goes very well with our Gemara in Temura. Because in the Bavli, Daf Tes Zayin in Temura, the Gemara tells us that this din of Chatas HaMesos was also from the Halach L'Moshe Misinai's that were nishtachu b'mei evlo shel Moshe, and that Asniel ben Kenaz brought back with his pilpulo. And the Gemara in Temura says, what was the shichicha of this din of Chamesh Chatos HaMesis? That they forgot which one goes l'misa, the Ezer Roya. That of these five Chatos HaMesis, there would be one that doesn't go l'misa, but is Roya. But le'inyan hakrava, that you should bring one of the Chatos HaMesis, that there was no suffix for shichicha klal. The only suffix was that one of the Kabbalahs that we have, Achatos HaMesus, should go L'Re'iyah. So now, based on the Briska Rav, we could understand the Yerushalmi very well. The Yerushalmi says, Bezdin could be Mevatel, this din of Chamesh Chatos HaMesus. Again, since Asniel ben Kenaz brought it back with Pilpulo, a future Bezdin with its Pilpulo could be Oikir, the Pilpulo of Asniel ben Kenaz. But they could only be accurate as far as what was forgotten. What we knew, even before Stil ben Kenaz, that the Chamesh Chatos was either Mesa or Raya. There was no suffix that it should be brought on the Mizbeach. There was Shechicha, that one of the Chatos HaMesis is not really a Mesa, it's a Raya. So that's what the Yerushalmi says at the end. That which a future Bezdin could change the din of Chamash, Chatas, or Mesis could only be as far as that which was forgotten be Meyev Lo Shamaisha. I mean, Toich Pilpilu, they could come out, oh, this one is not supposed to be Mace, this one's really supposed to be Raya. But to say that you should bring it on the Mizbeach, that we know was never forgotten, and there was never no suffix that any of the Chamesh Chatos or Mesis will be eligible as a carbon. So that the Yerushalmi says, even a future Bezdin can never be Mavatal that, and it could never be Makriv on the Mizbeach. Gemara on Daf Pei Amid Beis gives the parameters of the Isser Achila on Yom HaKippurim, that it's a Kesoives Agasa B'chdei Achilas Pras. And the Gemara says numerous times, because this year Kimlu Rabbanan the Bahachi Miyasva Daite, Yisav Adas comes by this amount of eating. We find in the Gemara in Chulin, Kaf Gimel Amid Beis, a Machlaikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about Isurei Achila, Ayuchaya for Hanas Garon, or Ayuchaya for Hanas Meyav. Rabbi Yochanan holds Yechayev an Hanas Garoin, and Reish Lakish holds Yechayev an Hanas Meyav. The Gemara gives nafkaminas, one nafkamina, whether by Yisurei Achila, and Issa, whether Yisur is a Shir Kazayas, will we include what is Bein Achinaychem, what is in the throat, so to speak, but was not digested, did not go down to the Meyayim. If we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, you would be chayiv, because it's Hanas Garon. If we hold like Reish Lakish, you would be pata. And the Rambam and all the Paiskim come out, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that by Yisurei Achila, it's Hanas Garon that's mechayiv you. The Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, the Mitzvah of not to eat on Yom Kippur, is mistapek what would be the din by Yom Kippur. Since our Gemara Daf Pei constantly speaks of Yisav Adas as the criteria for the Yisra Achila on Yom Kippur, perhaps the Minchas Chinuch says Yom Kippur would be different. And even Rabbi Yochanan would be Maida that by Yom Kippur the criteria would be Hanas Meyav. Since Yisuvei Daite is a state that L'chayre is reached by the food going into the Meyayim, perhaps there is no Yisuvei Daite with just Hanas Gairin. So therefore the Minchas Chinuch is Masupik and says, what would be by Yom Kippur? Would we say by Yom Kippur, Paskin like we always like Rabbi Yochanan, that Hanas Gairin is enough? Or maybe by Yom Kippur, we would avad the need Hanas Meayim. The Afike Yam in the Chelek Bey Simen Lamed Aleph brings a raya that even by Yom Kippur, you would be chayef for Hanas Garon from the Taisvis and Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Taisvis there says about the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah that says Yesh Oichel Achila Achas v'chayef alav aleh dalet chatos. The Mishnah lists it's possible you could do one achila that has various different isurei achila and be chayef for chatos. And Rameya adds on that if it was Shabbos when you did these achilas and v'hotziyu b'fiv, you could also be chayef for hotzah. And one of the isurei achila that are listed in their Mishnah is the issur to eat on Yom Kippur. And Tosfos says it must be that this chayef hotzah will be that you are chayef for when the food is noch in your mouth, it doesn't have to go all the way down to the Bnei Meayim. Because if the Chiyuv Shabbos would only come when it was noch in the Bnei Meayim, it wouldn't be coming at the same time as the other Isurei Achila, which are all Mechayiv you by the Garon, before it goes down to Meayim. Therefore, the Afike Yam says, we see from their Taisvis that all the Yisurei Achila listed in their Mishnah are begaron, not b'me'ayim. And yet one of the Yisurei Achila listed in their Mishnah is eating on Yom Kippur. And therefore he brings a raya that Yom Kippur is no different than other Yisurei Achila and it'll be Begoro, not B'meayim. The Afike Yam brings another Raya from another Gemara. We know often the Gemara talks about eating Nevela on Yom Kippur, that if it could be cases that if you eat Nevela on Yom Kippur, if the animal was Nisnavel on Yom Kippur, so then it could be Ein Issa Chalal Issa, that the Issa Nevela will not come and be Chal on top of the Issa Yom HaKippurim. Says the Afike Yam, if the Issa Nevela, like all Issuri Achila, takes place in the Garon, while Yom Kippur will be different, and the Issur Achila of Yom Kippur will take place in the Bnei Me'ayim, then there'll be no room to say Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. These are two different Issurim that are taking place at two different times. The Issa Nevela is when you're eating it, is in the Garon. Then there's a different Issa taking place, the Issa Yom Kippur, when it's Nach in the Bnei Me'ayim. And therefore, says the Afike Yam, from those Gemaras also, that put the din Ein Issa Chal Al Issa with Yom Kippur, Nevela, and Yom Kippur, we see that the Issur Achila of Yom Kippur is also by Hanaz Garon. The Shailas and Chuvas of the Achiezer, Chela Gimel, Simon Samachalef, and the Yar Sameach, Shvises Asa, Perik Beis, bring a very stark raya to this sad that the Issur Yom Kippur is also by Hanaz Garon. They bring the raya from the Gemara in Shvuas, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara there asks, according to Rebbe Shita, that Yom HaKippurim is mechaper even without tshuva, how is it shayich to be chayiv kareis for eating on Yom Kippur? The minute you finish eating the food you eat on Yom Kippur, so then Yom Kippur comes, and Yom Kippur is mechaper. So as soon as you finish eating on Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippur itself is mechaper below tshuva. And therefore, how is it ever possible to be chayiv the chiyiv kareis for achila on Yom Kippur according to Rebbe? And the Gemara there gives a teretz. The case would be chanakte umtzei sha'achal, meaning l'chayra, that he died right away during the aveira. He died while the food, he choked on the food while it was in his throat, and therefore he didn't have any time after he completed the Aveira for the Kapara of Yom Kippur to come out. Because he choked right away as soon as he had the Aveira, he wasn't around, he wasn't alive for the Kapara of Yom Kippur. The Chayr, the Gemara there is very mashma, strong Raya Suma, that he's over the Yisra Achila while it's still in his throat. That he choked on the food. He already was over the Yisra while it was still in the Garon, and he wasn't around to have the Kapara of Yom Kippur. The Chayra from there, we would have a stark Araya that the Yisra of Achilas Yom Kippur is from Anas Garon and not from Anas Meyav. The Minchas Chinuch himself brings from that from the Mashmos of the Gemara in Yuma and Ayin Tes Amud Beis, it would seem to be Mashma that the Chiyuv by Yom Kippur is on Hanas Meyav. The Gemara there brought a Raya that a Kosevis Hagasa must be less than a Kabeya. Because the Gemara there brings, the Machlekes Rab Meir Rab Yehuda as far as for the Shear for Brichas Amazon. And the Gemara brings a drasha, v'achalta v'savata, that achila sheyesh bo seviya is a kabeya. And therefore, if a seviya is a kabeya, the Gemara says, yesuve daita, which must be before seviya. Yesuve daita is a stage you reach before you come to seviya, must be less than a kabeya. And therefore, if we say Yom Kippur, which is yesuve daita, is a kagregris, and Sevilla is a Kabeya, and therefore must be that Yesuve Daita or a Kegregris is less than a Kabeya. Says the Minchas Chinuch that L'chayra by Birchas HaMazon, when we're talking about Sevilla, we're talking about Mili Keres. Sevilla certainly is totally in the Me'ayim, that you should have Mili Keres and Sevilla. And therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, what would be the Raya if the Yesuve Daita of Yom Kippur is just Hanaz Garon, L'chayra there, the Gemara wouldn't have a Raya. Maybe the Sevilla is a Kabeya, because that's what's in the B'nai Me'ayim. But when we're talking about a Kaseves, which by Yom Kippur is only in the Garon, so if only in the Garon, maybe to reach Yesuvei Daita through food that's only in the Garon, you need a Kaseves, and a Kaseves is more than a Kabeya. In other words, perhaps Sevilla is a Kabeya, but you have no raya that the Kaseves Hagasa, which is Yesuvei Daita, is less than a Kabeya, because the Yesuvei Daita is taking place in the Garon. And therefore, there in the Garon, it's possible you need a greater amount of food to reach Yesuvei Daita than in the B'nai Me'ayim. And therefore, this says the Minchas Chinuch, the Mashmos of the Gemara on Ayin Tes Amud Beis, is that Yesuvei Daita is also tali in the B'nai Me'ayim. Therefore, we could bring a raya from Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon is tali in the B'nai Me'ayim, and the Yesuvei Daita Yom Kippur must be tali in the B'nai Me'ayim. And then the Gemara is very good. If a Kabeya brings the Sviya, then the state of Yesuvei Daita through the B'nai Me'ayim must be a small amount, and a Kaseves Hagasa therefore must be smaller than a Kabeya. The Minchas Chinuch himself says, Mikal Mako Mistafina Lahakel, he's afraid to be Makel and say this, because the Lo Matzasi B'mefarshim She Yisayru B'zeh. He didn't find that the Paiskim and the Mefarshim should say that Yom Kippur is different than other Isurei Achila and is Tali and Hanas Me'ayim. We perhaps would have a way to be Miyashev this Gemara and Ayin Tes Amud Beis, and fit it in with all the Achrayim who want to say that Yom Kippur is also Tali in Hanas Garon, and not necessarily in Hanas Bnei Me'ayim. That which we say, that by Yom Kippur it's Tali in Yesuvei Daite, could very well be, the Gemara is not trying to say, by Yom Kippur you need a different type of Achila to be over the Yeser. By all these Surei Achila, it's Hanas Garon. But by Yom Kippur, you need Yesuvei Daita and you need Hanas Me'ayim. That might not be pshat. Could very well be that Yom Kippur, we learn out that Achila is an Inui, and since Inui is what's Aser on Yom Kippur, Achila on Yom Kippur is Aser, the same type of Achila that's Aser by all these Surei Achila. Hanas Garon. But since the Lashon of the Pasuk that asses the Iser Achila is a Lashon Ashalo Sa'una, a Lashon Inoi, we learn out that the shear that you'll be oiv the Iser Achila with will be a shear that's Yesuvei Daite, which is not a Kazayas, which is a Koseves. But not that you have to necessarily have Hanas Me'ayim. The amount of food that if it went into the Me'ayim would give Yisuf Hadas is the amount of food that the Isser Achila by Yom Kippur is Chalan. The Isser Achila Yom Kippur could be an Isser like all other Isserei Achila, that it's going to be Hana'as Garon. But the amount of Hana'as Garon you will need will be a Kaseves Hagasa. And not because a Kaseves Hagasa gives Yisav Adas when it's in the Garon. But since a Koseves Agasa in the B'nai Me'ayim will give Yisav Adas, so we learn out that the Isser Achila Yom Kippur doesn't have the regular shear of all Isuri Achila of a Kazayas, but it has a shear of Koseves Agasa, because the definition of Yisav Das is a Koseves Agasa in the B'nai Me'ayim. And therefore, that teaches us that the Yisr Achila, which is said in a Lashon of Lo Sa'una, is totally in a Kaseves Hagasa, but not in a Kazayas. However, you don't actually need Yisav Das. As long as that amount that would give you a Yisav Das is in the Garon, so therefore, like all other Yisrei Achila, it's based on Anas Garon, just based on a different shear because of the Lashon of Lo Sa'una. And now the Kal V'Chaymer that the Gemara gives on Ayin Tes Amud Beis is very good. If the shear for Sviya is a Kabeya,
then the shear of Yisuvei Daitei must be less than a kebeya. So a koseves agasa is less than a kebeya. The yeast of a das of a koseves must be a lesser amount than a kebeya, and that yeast of a das takes place in the Bnei Me'ayim. But now we could touch up. What's the word lo sa'una? The word lo sa'una means an eating of a koseves agasa. But still, it's like all other isurei achila. This isur of eating koseves agasa will be take place in the garon, but not in the bnei me'ayim. So therefore, the like the mashmas of the gemara in Shavuos of chanak de umtza, that the Issa Yom Kippur takes place in the Garon, and like the Mashmas of the other Gemaras we brought, and that which it makes a Kal V'chaima for Birchas HaMazon is just to say that Koseves Agasa must be less than a Kebeya, because Koseves Agasa gives Yisav Adas. Yisav Adas comes before the Sevilla in the Bnei Me'ayim, and therefore when you eat in Achila and Yom Kippur, even with just Hanaz Garon, Yechayef a Koseves and not a Kazayas.
The Gemara in Daf Pei Yamed Beis near the bottom of the Yamed brings a memra of Reish Lakish, Ha'ochel Achila Gasa Bioma Kippurim is Pata, my time, or what's the reason? Ashalo Se'una Ksiv, Prat Lamazik. That if someone eats an Achila Gasa, eats when he's so full that it's almost stuffing himself and it's difficult for him to even eat the food, so there he won't be chay for Yom Kippur. Lo sa'una is a parat lo mazik. The someone who's eating in such a way that the food is not assuaging his hunger, it seems to be mazikin. And similarly, Reish Lakish says, the same thing will be that it, by the din of a zar sha'achol truma and of achila gasa, that normally when a czar eats truma b'shaygeg, he pays keren v'chaymesh. But when he eats an achila gasa, Reish Lakish darshins achila parat l'mazik, that the din of chaymesh is dafka by achila and not mazik, and therefore by an achila gasa, the czar will not pay the chaymesh. The other din in Shas, besides Yom Kippur and achila truma b'shaygeg, where the Gemara brings a din of Achila Gasa Lo Shema Achila is by Achilas Kachim. Achilas Kachim, both in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Amar Aleph, and Yevamis, Daf Mem Amar Aleph, the Gemara also by Achilas Kachim says Achila Gasa Lo Shema Achila. Now we find by Achila Shaloi Kederech, for example, if someone eats meat that's raw, that's called achila shaloi kederech. So there the Gemara in Pesachim on Chaf Dalet Amid Beis tells us that by kol yisurim shebatayra, an achila shaloi kederech is pata, except the two exceptions are klaya kerem and basa b'chalav. But there the Gemara in Pesachim on Chaf Dalet Amid Beis clearly says that an achila shelo kederech, for example, like we said, eating meat raw, would not be chayiv by isurim, except by klaya kerem basa b'chalav. And what the Rishayinim and even the Achrayinim deal with is this din in our Gemara of Yuma, of achila gasa, lo shema achila. Is that a din specifically by Yom Kippur, by achila shtruma b'shaygeg, and by Achilas Kachim, that Achilas Kachim by Derech Achila Gasa is not a mitzvah? Or is this going to be from these cases, we'll learn out of din in general, that Achila Gasa Loi Shema Achila by all Isurei Torah? And at this point, we find different shitas in the Rishayinim and even in the Achrayinim. The Gemara in Arvei Pesachim and Kav Zayin Amid Beis says not to eat a suda on Erev Pesach, samach l'mincha. And the Gemara debates there. We're talking about mincha gedoyla, mincha ketana. And the Gemara says, on the tzad that we're talking samach l'mincha ketana, what's the reason not to eat a suda then? So the Gemara says, so you won't come to eat the matzah as an achila gasa. And that Gemara, Rashi says, and what's the problem if you eat the matzah an achila gasa? Rashi says you're supposed to eat the matzah l'teyavon. Mashma from Rashi, that Rashi's learning that you'd be yaitzah the mitzvah. It's not a problem of achila gasa loishma achila. Just that the mitzvah matzah, there's a bezahidah to do with the teyavon. Isis says over there that no, that the problem would be that you'll eat the achila gasa of the matzah, and it'll be loishma achila, and you won't be yaitzah the mitzvah of matzah. Tosfos clearly learning that this din of achila gasa lo shma achila is not just by kachim truma and yom kippah, but he's extending it to the mitzvah of achilas matzah. In fact, Tosfos over there even brings from a gemara in Nazir where it's mashma that an achila gasa of a carbon pesach could be yaitzah, that you yaitzah the mitzvah of achilas carbon pesach. And Tosfos says, how would this fit in with this rule of achila gasa lo shma achila? So Tosfos is machalik between different achila gasas. An achila gasa where you're sort of full, but you could still enjoy the food a little, where you're not doing the mitzvah min amuvcha, but you yaitza, as opposed to achila gasa where you cuts to eat it and your mom is disgusted to eating it. Well, we'll say achila gasa lo shma achila. So we see, though, clearly from Tosfos, he's holding the din achila gasa lo shma achila is not just unique to the three cases where the Gemara speaks it up a feirish, but is going to be a din in general by achila, and not just by achilas iser, but even achilas mitzvah like matzah. Tosfos speaks it out. Where do we get it from? From our Gemara in Yuma, where it says achila gasa an yom kippurim is not shma achila. The Rabbeinu David over there in Arvei Pesachim, he says similarly, the achila of the matzah would not be yaitzah, as we see achila gasa loy shema achila, like we see in the Gemara in Yuma, and he brings the case of truma, that we see by truma achila gasa loy shema achila. As an aside, the Rabbeinu David Taka brings a cute, a little lahara. What's pshat achila gasa? Where does the word achila gasa come from? He says it comes from the word geises. Just like a geises, it's difficult for him to eat and to get any food down because of his state. So achila gasa, the word gasa comes from geises, and that's where we get the word achila gasa, someone that it's cuts for him, it's difficult for him to eat. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchis Yisoidi HaTorah Perek Hei Halacha Ches is taka first nistapek. Will we say achila gasa is a din by all Isurim, or only by Yom Kippur and Truma and where the Gemara brings it down? The Mishnah Melech says, what would be the svara to be mechalek in achila gasa from achila shaloi kederech? Why is achila shaloi kederech all over the Torah by all Isurim, except for the two exceptions of Basa B'cholav and Klai HaKerem? Why by achila gasa we can entertain that it's different? So the Mishnah Melech says, an achila shaloi kederech is bietzem a strange type of achila. You're eating meat when it's raw. You're eating something in a way that would normally not be eaten by a normal person. So that's achila shaloi kederech lo shma achila. Achila gasa, perhaps we could say, is not the same. And achila gasa is really a regular eating. If someone watching the person eating would see him eating the food, he's eating the food in the normal way it's prepared, and he's doing a regular achila. Just this person himself, because he happens to be full, and he ate other things before, so it makes it difficult for him to eat it. But the achila of the object itself, be'etzem, is being done in a normal way. He's not eating raw meat. He's not eating something uncooked. He's doing a regular eating. Just he has an outside problem that he's full, and therefore it's an achila gasa. And therefore an achila gasa might not be the same like an achila shaloi kederech. And perhaps even though achila shaloi kederech is lav achila, perhaps achila gasa would be different, except for maybe these cases for some reason of truma, yom kippur, and kachim. At the very end, the Mishnah Melech says, even though the Gemara says by yom kippur achila gasa lo shema achila, and that the Mishnah Melech says would maybe be no raya to everywhere else.
Because there the Mishnah Melech says, the Pasuk says, Ashelo Se'une, and maybe there the Achila Gasa is not an Achila because it doesn't relieve the Inui. So from Yom Kippur, the Mishnah Melech says, perhaps I would not be able to bring a Raya to other Yisurim. But the Mishnah Melech says, Lemaisi holds from the fact that the Gemara says it by Truma, where it says, Ki Yoichal, and Ki Yoichal, the Lashon Achila, is a prat, Lemazik, to an Achila Gasa. So therefore the Mishnah Melech seems to come out that an Achila Gasa, Loishma Achila, in Kala Torah Kula, and we learn it out from it, like we see from the case of Truma. The Keren Ira in Nazir Daf Chaf Gimel Amar Aleph, he has the same clear whether an Achila Gasa Lo Shema Achila in just these cases, all in Kol Atayra Kula. And the Keren Ira comes out, he says, since we never see that Achila Gasa has said Lo Shema Achila, except in these three cases, he seems to be Mitzadeh. Perhaps it's something unique about these three cases. And it's not a din in Kala Torah Kula. Interestingly, the Rabbeinu Avram Minahar in Yevamis Mem Amar Aleph, he comes out that Achila Gasa will be Chayiv by other Isurim, because he says the Torah was Mechayiv you by Isurim even for an Achila Gerua, and even though it's not Mechayiv you by Yom Kippur, but other Isurim he holds, you would be mechuyev by achila gasa. He says, by mitzvahs, there you need a hiddedik type achila, and achila gasa would not be yaitza. So he's mechalik in a way different than other Rishonim, that he says, by yisurim, achila gasa would be an achila, and you'd be chayev. But by mitzvahs, he holds, achila gasa would not be yaitza the mitzvah. And the issue becomes, what would be the svara to be mechalik between the cases of Truma and Yom Kippur that our Gemara brings and says, by these the achila gasa loishma achila? What would be the svaras for those we show them who want to be mechalik and say it wouldn't be true by other isurim? So l'chayra by Yom Kippur, l'chayra would be tali, and that's which we were speaking about in the daf earlier. Is the din of Achila and Yom Kippur, of Ashelo Se'una, is that just a shear? In other words, is, like we said, the Isra Achila and Yom Kippur is an Isra like all Isra Achila. You're going to be Chayef Fahanaz Gairin, and it's going to have the same parameters as other Isra Achila. When the Torah came and said, Ashelo Se'una, it told you, even though Yom Kippur is an Isser Achila, like all other Isser Achila, it's going to have a different shear. The shear to be Iva won't be the typical Kazayas, it'll be the shear that brings you Liyasuve Daita, which is a Kaseves. But the Isser Achila of Yom Kippur is the same like all other Isurim. Or does Ashelo Se'una tell us that Yom Kippur is different? It's not an Isser Achila, it's an Isser to be Miyasev Yodas. But it's not governed by the same rules as all other Isser Achila. Here the Isser is not Achila, the Isser is Yisev Daite. So if you would learn that second way, so then perhaps we could understand the Rishonim who want to be Mechalek between Yom Kippur and other places. The fact that by Yom Kippur, Achila Gasa's Lo Shema Achila is because it's not Miyasev the Das. But by other Isurim, where it's just the din of Achila, Achila Gasa could be Shema Achila. Maybe by Yom Kippur and Achila Gasa, when you're full and don't want to eat anything, the Achila Gasa is not Miyasev Yadas. But as far as, is it an Achila? Maybe it is an Achila. And therefore, perhaps by Adi Yisurim, an Achila Gasa would be Mechayev. The Shagas Aryeh in Simen Ayin Vav takes this Svara by Yom Kippur to an extreme. The Shagas Aryeh wants to say that the Issa by Yom Kippur is completely Yisuve Daite. And therefore, Achila Gasa is Loishma Achila because it's not Miyasev the Das. But the Shagas Aryeh says, therefore Yom Kippur will be extreme in the other direction. How about an achila shalai kederech on Yom Kippur? You'll eat raw meat on Yom Kippur. The Shagas Aryeh says, you will be chayiv on Yom Kippur, unlike other Isurim. Because since the raw meat will be miyasev the das, it will fill up your hunger, and that's the din by Yom Kippur, just to be miyasev the das. So the Shagas Aryeh goes to the extreme and says, by Yom Kippur, achila gasas loy shema achila, but achila shaloy kederech will be chayiv on Yom Kippur. What will be shver on the Shagas Aryeh, though, is that the Gemara in Psachim says, kol isurim shebetayra, shaloy kederech achila arpata, except for basa b'chalav and klaya kerem. According to the Shagas Aryeh, there's a glaring omission. Yom Kippur should also be listed in that list in Psachim Chav Dalet. And in fact, the Rambam in Hilchus Yisaydei HaTorah, Perek Hei, Halacha Ches, seems to be beferish, not like the Shagas Aryeh. The Rambam there says, the Bamed Varmamurim Shemus Rapim B'Shari Surim El B'Makam Sakana. When do we say this rule that you can only eat machalas asuris b'makom sakana b'makom shein derech hanahasan when you eat it in the normal way? And then the Rambam says kigon shemachilin es achayla shkachem urmashim o chametz bekepesach o shemachilim osan b'yoyim akipurim, or you feed the person on Yom Kippur. So then the Rambam says, we'll say this din, that you are only allowed to do this iser of eating on Yom Kippur when you do it kiderech by a makom sakana. But the Rambam is clearly mashma by shaloi sakana when it's not at a sakana. By shaloi kiderech hana asan, then you would be allowed to eat on Yom Kippur even not by makom sakana. Even for stamachayla, you'd be allowed to eat shaloi kederech achila on Yom Kippur, because the Rambam is clearly saying, not like the Shagas Aryeh, that shaloi kederech achila would be pater on Yom Kippur. So l'chayra, this would be the way to learn what the machlokes is, whether Yom Kippur could be a binyan av, that the din of achila gas on Yom Kippur is pater, is that a binyan av for other Yisurim? Is Yom Kippur a regular din, Isser Achila, just with a shear of Koseves that we learn after Shalosa Una? Then we could apply this din, Oichel Achila Gasta B'Yom HaKippur and Pata, to other Yisurim, because Yom Kippur is itself an Isser Achila. If you're going to learn that Yom Kippur is unique, it's a special din, Shalosa Una, not a regular din Achila, so then perhaps Yom Kippur and Achila Gasta is Pata, because it doesn't bring Yisav Das. But perhaps by other Yisurim Shabbatayra, Nachila Gasa would be Shema Achila. That would be as far as Yom Kippur. How about as far as Truma? By Truma, our Gemara seems to say, Ki Yoichal Parat L'mazik, that the word Achila, by eating Truma B'Shoigeg, is Memayit and Achila Gasa, which would seem to be mashma, that the word achila by the other Yisurei Torah should also be memayit achila gasa. What would be the svara to be mechalek other places where it says lo sochal from the yoichal that it says of a tzar eating truma b'shaygeg? So to be miyashiv that, we have to go back to an earlier brisker of that we brought earlier in the Perek, in the sugya of Sicha Kishtiya. The Brisker Rav, we'll say Bekitzah, was medayik from the Rambam. The Rambam brings, by the din of a czar eating Truma B'Shoigeg, where he has to pay a Kerem B'Chaimesh. So there the Rambam brings, if the czar eats the Truma, if he drinks the Truma B'Shoigeg, or if he sach the Truma B'Shoigeg, he has to pay Kerem B'Chaimesh. Yet, when the Rambam brings the halacha of Malkus for a czar who eats b'meizet truma, there he brings the czar eats b'meizet truma, but he doesn't bring anything as far as the zach being sach the truma. So the Brisker Rav is medayek that the din of a zar using truma b'shaygeg, that he pays a keren v'chaymesh, is a din in the cheftza shel truma. In other words, the cheftza shel truma was given over for the kayan to use for his normal uses, to eat it, to drink it, and in the case of shemen, to use it for sicha. And the kayan was supposed to use it in his normal ways. If the tzar comes along b'shaygeg and uses it in one of these ways, he usurps the kayan's use, and he uses it the way the kayan should have used it. So then, as the cheftza of the truma that should have been used a certain way by the kayan, that the tzar came along and used it, he's chayev a keren v'chaymesh. When we're talking about the tzar b'mezid eating truma, so that's the regular din of an iser achila. That iser achila doesn't include sicha. Sicha is not kishtiyah, according to this Brisker Rav, on the deraisadik level, when we're talking about an iser achila. But when we're talking about this special din, that the cheftza shel truma is reserved for use by the kayan, and here the tzar came and used the cheftza shel truma the way the kayan was supposed to use it, so then sicha is included. The tzar came and used the cheftza of the truma in a way that it was set aside for the kayan. And for that there's a din of keren v'chaymish. Memela we could say now, this that the Gemara says here, the Nachila Gasa, a tzar will not pay the keren v'chaymish, is because the whole din of keren v'chaymish is a din in the cheftza shel truma, of the tzar using the cheftza shel truma the way it was supposed to be set aside to use by the kayin. The chevetz of truma, the kedusha of truma demanded that the kayin use it in a bakavadik way, in a regular achila. Came along the tzar and used it in a way of achila gasa, that's not included in the din of a tzar using the way that the kayin should have used it. The whole din of the chaymesh of the tzar is that he used the cheftza shel truma the way it was set aside to be used by the kayin. The tzar came and used it. So that's only if he uses it in the normal bat kovedek way that it's set aside for the kayin to use, but not if he uses it in the way of an achila gasa. And therefore, perhaps, it's only by truma, and then in the cheftza of the truma, or the other place that the Gemara uses the svar of achila gasa lo shma achila. Achilas kachim, where the cheftza of kachim demands, the kedusha of kachim demands that the kayin use it in a certain way, in a normal achila, not an achila gasa. The truman, the kachim, is a din in the kedusha of the chefetz to keep it in a certain way, and therefore the achila gasa lo shma achila. But when we talk about a regular iser achila of someone come along and eating chaza, b'derech achila gasa, perhaps that he's chayiv too. An achila gasa is an achila, and therefore perhaps he would be chayiv by the truma and the kachim. Here it's just a special din in the cheftza that the achila gasa doesn't qualify in the way the cheftza is supposed to be used. But by a stam iser achila, achila gasa perhaps will be shema achila. It'll be different than achila shaloi kederech, which all over is not shema achila, because achila shaloi kederech, be'etzem, the achila is being done in an unusual way. But here with the achila is being done in a usual way, just the person is stuffed, so it's difficult for them to eat, but the etzem achila is being done in a usual way. Perhaps achila gasa would be shema achila, except maybe in the case of Yom Kippur, because it says special Ashalo Sehuna, or Truma and Kachim, because of the special din of the Chefetz, of the Truma of the Kachim, maybe there Achila Gasa Lo Shema Achila. So that would be a way to be Miyashiv, the Shitas of the Rishonim, that I'm a Chalik between Truma, Kachim, Yom Kippur, and all other Isurei Achila.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.